And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Just watched the searcher back in.
That was so cool.
They unload their beautiful catch from a 3-day. Captain Art Taylor is here from the searcher talking fishing, man. It's time to book a trip and go fishing.
This is great. Yeah, this is a fun time, you know, all with all the options at play. Yellowtail and yellowfin tuna down the beach, bluefin tuna down the beach, then, you know, the trophy hunting, big bluefin, you know, up a little closer even. It's just been a really cool and lots of variety and some good local fishing. Coronado Islands are biting. We heard,
yeah,
you know, Wooly talk about that great fishing up there at Dana Point. There's just good fishing going on.
Must be summer.
We've got a nice stretch of weather coming in front of us, too. Like, just, yeah, life is good right now.
Yeah, it certainly is. Time to get on a trip on the searcher. And actually, we have a Gamakatsu-sponsored Let's Talk Hookup trip on Tuesday. What time are you leaving?
6 is the scheduled departure.
Nice.
Check-in's at 4, and we usually get out by 5 or 5:30.
And what's the general program? Just
you know, if we're depending upon what happens with this big fish, you know, that it's up for a few days and then it's down for a few days, then we may elect to go down the coast. And so we would want to get out of here as soon as we could. We might go to the bait barge and get bait prior to boarding so that we can get out of here and run 120 miles if we have to.
Yeah.
Or if we're going to go local 50 miles, then we'll go get bait and have a seminar and a safety seminar at the bait receivers and then, you know, run easy out to that 50-mile area and start fishing. You know, if we're out there by 3 in the morning or something like that, then we'll start looking around for a school. And, of course, so many fish have been caught before daylight on flatfall lures and sinker rigs that we would start at that time trying to hook some of those bigger ones.
So you get on that. It's a full day of fishing, sun up to sundown, pretty much.
It's more than a
full day.
Hours
before sun up, you know, and hours after.
And that at that distance, even after the sun goes down, we'll have dinner and then we'll look around for a couple hours after.
Wow.
After sunset, so we're fishing till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And
wow.
And so it's a long day.
Yeah, it's a long day and a lot of catching opportunities. So that trip has a few spots available. We have Gamakatsu hooks. We have Gamakatsu hooks for everybody on the boat. Oh, we have a great array of Shimano flatfall jigs, AFCO clothing, a bunch of great giveaways. Dave Dolan will be our representative on the trip. And your opportunity to go right now, weather looks really good on Wednesday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday morning. Come back to Thursday morning and time to get on the searcher. And easy to do, too. You just go to the searcher website, right?
Yeah, you can book online, searchersportfishing.com, and you'll see that trip on the schedule. It's the top of the list. And it's very easy to book.
Yeah, and super comfortable boat. And you can also call the office, talk to Celia or Callie, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, all right, very good. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Art Taylor and have a chance to win that Anza fillet knife, right, Ricky?
You got it, man. Let's do it. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, 833-288-0973. Be patient. Been a very busy morning. But we got plenty of shots to get you through here in the second hour. Let's talk to Carl. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Carl, welcome to the show.
Hey, morning. My question is, a private boater, what do they need to go to the islands?
The Coronado Islands?
Yeah, the Coronado Islands.
Yep. So, like always, fish in Mexico, the first thing you'll need to have is your Mexican fishing license. And because you're within 12 miles of the coastline of Mexico, you will also need to have your passport and an FMM, which is a tourist visa, and that can be purchased online. They're really easy to get. I like to use the SACS website, californiasportfishing.org. There's really easy to follow in English. You know, this is what you need to do. This is how you're going to fill it out. Now click here to pay the fund and fill it out electronically. So you do that and print it out as you go. So that's what you need for Mexican waters within 12 miles of the coast is a Mexican fishing license, a passport, and the FMM. And then for the Coronado Islands specifically, the additional thing that you'll need will be the Biosphere bracelet. And that is that allows you access to the Coronado Island Biosphere. You can buy it from one of the landing tackles, one of the landings like Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma H&M, and Dana Landing in Seaforth. And you can get those for $5 for the day. Or you can also purchase that online via the SAC website for the year. That one's a little tougher to follow because all of the steps are in Spanish. There's not an English translated version of it yet, but there probably will be soon. But the daily wristbands are $5 a day, and they're super easy to get.
Yeah, indeed, and available. And then you do technically need a temporary importation permit for your boat, but really, when I've been stopped over there, they really don't ask for it because I don't think they really know they need it. So But technically, you're supposed to have a temporary importation.
That is a perfect way to put that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will just say that you should get it because there's no reason not to. But
we're good for 10 years.
But I can say that there are a whole lot of people that probably don't have that. But again, you know, it's just one more step of following the letter of the law. So yeah, read between the lines on what Pete's saying. If you didn't have it, it maybe wouldn't be the end of the world. But you know what? Why would you not get it? It's something to have, and it lasts for 10 years, and it's not too expensive. So
yeah,
good call on that, Pete.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in and talk to Dan. Dan from El Cajon. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. I'm going down to Rancho Leonero, leaving on Wednesday, so I'll call back on Saturday and give you guys a live update on how it was down there.
Fantastic.
My question is, so what was the biggest obstacle you guys had to deal with this COVID aboard the Searcher?
That's a good question.
The biggest obstacle was getting the green light from the county health department to start operating. You know, we had to produce a plan with protocols that was approved by the county health department. So that was the biggest obstacle. As far as operating, now that we've been at it for a few weeks, we have all the protocols in place, and the word is out on what the protocols are, so there's no surprises when you get to the dock. And so that was the biggest obstacle, was just being reopened so that we could operate.
Yeah, and it's working. It's working out very,
absolutely,
very well. People are cooperating, and you know, the boats are safer than they've ever been.
Certainly, yeah. And, you know, the good thing about it is, obviously, if I have some sort of symptom, if I wake up and I have shortness of breath and I'm got a fever and I'm not feeling all that great and I'm supposed to go on a trip, well, I'm calling and saying I got symptoms, I'm canceling, and so I'm not coming down. And so,
and what's the refund policy on that?
Well, obviously, it will give you a full refund.
Yeah.
Or if you want to move your deposit to another trip next year or something like that. In certain cases, we're doing that.
Sure.
But, you know, if you have symptoms, then we'll get you a full refund and hope
keep you off the boat.
Well, and hope you get better.
Yeah,
hope you get better soon.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say today is safer to go on a long-range trip than it ever has been because of these new protocols. I mean, because people aren't coming on with, well, I have a sore throat, but I'm going to go anyway type of thing. Well, I have a cough and I'm going on. That, none of that happens anymore.
No, everybody that's coming is healthy.
Is healthy, yeah. And you're tested. Your temperature's checked.
Yes.
You know, the sanitizations in the boat, the linens, the everything about it is so much cleaner than it ever has been. Not that it was ever dirty, but it's just the next step has been taken. To me, today is safer than it's ever been.
I agree. And it's, you know, primarily it's an outdoor activity,
right,
so the risk is
right,
low. And, you know, if you, like I said earlier, if you're in a situation where you have to be within 6 feet of somebody, then you put your mask on.
Right.
We try and keep everybody in masks all the time.
Right.
Just for safety's sake. So I agree, it's safe.
Yeah, indeed. And the cool thing is that AFCO's buy one, give one program that they do, and I know you're an AFCO pro staff guy.
Sure.
They give you a lot of masks just to have aboard if somebody forgets their
mask
or something like
that. Right, yeah. We gave our crew three masks each, and so they're wearing AFCO stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we bought 20 of them or something like that, and so we're donating back to other people that don't have one. So
there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That was great. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I went to your 50th anniversary party you had on your boat, and your cook made a tri-tip meal, sandwiches. And he said he was going to put the recipe up on your website, but he never did.
Okay.
Can you have him put it up there?
Sounds like it was a good one.
Tri-tip really sliders, good. I'm pretty sure. So I'll make a note of that, and we will get those guys on it.
I should make a note, too, Art. Your newest addition, she's been with you a while, is Callie.
Yes.
And she's fantastic
on
that
awesome
website, the social media. Everything about it, she's really helping Celia a lot in the office and stuff like that. But Callie's a welcome addition and such a pleasant person to check in.
Yes, she is.
To check
she
everybody
does a great job. She's
like
working
that
from home now, and she is doing a great job with our social media for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on the water, because it's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, that report is sponsored by our big prize today, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out that Fish Pro series and their custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. Made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing. We got Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Art. Happy birthday, Searcher.
Thank you.
America. Hey, my dad was telling me a story about how he watched them launch that boat. So he's one of the original. He's one of the OGs. He watched that boat get launched.
Well, if you were listening to Let's Talk Hookup earlier, you would have heard your dad talk about that.
I wasn't. I was very busy this
Shame
morning.
On you.
Very
shame on you.
You need to work on your priorities, boy.
I guess so. For goodness sakes, what am I doing to celebrate my wife's birthday?
Happy birthday to Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly, from the crew over there. Yeah, we're having a beautiful time here. But, hey, guys, as far as fishing goes, you're going to see a little dip in the count of all the private boats and everything this weekend because if you ever saw the movie Jaws, that's kind of what it looks like out there right now. Every single thing that floats is out there driving around. There's probably what, like 400 or 500 kites flying, probably 800 or 900 balloons flying. There's a phenomenal amount of dead flying fish floating around the ocean. There's just everything you could imagine. So you might see a little dip in the count, but that being said, there was some phenomenal bluefin caught yesterday in 50-mile zone of Newport, Dana Point, San Diego. There are some big schools of that big bluefin. As far as on the coast, I know Mark talked about it a little bit yesterday. There's a big school of that bigger yellowtail living at the Mussel Farm in Long Beach, but they're on the inside of it, so they're almost impossible to catch. And then there was probably 100 boats there yesterday, so that kind of had a little bit to do with it. Calico bass fishing everywhere up and down the coast at the islands. It's still really, really fun fishing. Lots of big calicos. They're still in that spawn mode. They're biting. There's plenty of fish to catch, plenty of good fishing. Don't let what happened this weekend judge what you're going to do. Just remember, there was a million boats out, and that's cool. We love seeing a million boats out there, but it has a tendency to want to put the fish down a little bit. So don't get discouraged. Everything's going to be okay, and we're all going to go fishing tomorrow, and the fish are biting, so make sure you get out there and go fishing. And if you're going to book a trip on a sport boat, you got to get the reservations in as early as possible because everybody's super busy, but we want to take care of everybody. So just make sure you call the landings and get a reservation.
Indeed, and fishdope.com, of course. All the good information is on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You don't need to figure it out. Danny and Jeff have got it all figured out for you. Just go to fishdope.com, and they'll tell you where to go and what to use and how to catch it. So thanks, Dave, and how do we find you if we want your saltwater guide?
Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, look at the website. There's lots of cool interviews with lots of legends of the industry. Hopefully one day we'll get to sit down with Art and talk to him. But look at the website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, for anything you need to know about how to catch fish, and I will be ready to go next Sunday, and I'll try to listen to the show earlier next Sunday.
Not a boy. Thanks, Dave.
See you, Dave.
Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday. How's that, Art, how's that make you feel, being called a legend by Dave Hansen, huh?
A legend in my own mind. I guess longevity makes it legendary.
Yeah.
Been around a while.
Yeah, for sure. Well, doesn't make you feel old because you look pretty young.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I have hair.
Yeah, you get a lot more hair than me.
That's still cross-check you, too. Yeah. You're not careful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Really. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about Jim from National City up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Jim.
Hey, morning, guys. Got a couple of things. First of all, great show yesterday, and I just want to thank those people, the Ford Motor Company and Pacific Beach Ford, for a great hospitality, and they showed us a lot of gamemanship there yesterday.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Mossy Ford, and Pacific Beach did a great job. Thanks for coming down to that, and I want to thank all our listeners for coming down. That was a really great show.
It was
and
a lot of fun.
Beautiful day and lots of good times.
And my question to Captain Art, I don't know if it was this morning, if it was Art or Frank Lopresti talked about a HEPA air filter. Now, I'm not familiar with the HEPA air filter. We employed those in the hospital 20 years ago in the high-risk patients' rooms for the purification of the air system. Now, there are different systems. Art, was that you that mentioned the HEPA air filter, or was maybe it was
Yeah,
Frank?
Yeah,
but anyway.
We're using the that sort of filter in our air conditioning system so that we, you know, purify the air as much as we can.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, that they've been using on the boats is a fogger. What is that?
Some of the boats have foggers. It's a handheld disinfectant that shoots a fog out, and what we're doing is we have foggers that are aerosol cans that we set off in each compartment, so it's
after
kind of like
trip.
Your bug bomb or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, wow.
We're setting that off down there with the air conditioning running so it gets
wow.
circulated through the whole compartment.
Holy yeah. mackerel. And that, see, that's my point.
Exactly.
It's so much safer today than it was even before the COVID, right?
Yeah. I keep saying the same thing. Like, yeah. I really want people out there to know the steps that guys like Art
yeah.
and his crew, like, that's what I keep saying over and over. Like, everybody's taking this very serious down here.
Oh,
it's a very real thing. It's not, these guys didn't just go through the steps that it took them to be allowed to run. It wasn't one of those kind of things where, okay, we'll do the minimum so we're allowed to go. I mean, it was taken very seriously with the passengers in mind, and everything that these guys can be doing within their means and power, they're all doing it. It's a really good thing. It's cool to watch.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Jim, and thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford yesterday. Appreciate your support.
Chris in Claremont's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. It's another beautiful day in San Diego. Yeah, this COVID-19 thing, I'm locked down most of the time, nothing to do, and I was thinking maybe you guys could put your heads together and give me some information about the history of San Diego and sports fishing. Are there books or videos I can watch regarding the history of it?
Boy, there's multiple publications
sure.
out there. I want to, you know, the Fisher Cut
Fisher
Bait.
Fisher Cut Bait, the Bill
Bull book is a great book. And I don't know about the availability on that. I'm sure online you could find that. Fisher yeah. Cut Bait was Bill Poole's book.
Michael Folks did a video called A Tribute to Tuna.
Yeah.
That gives a great history
yeah.
of some
if
of the
you
long
look
range,
up, you know, one of the editors and authors that goes back in the history book, Chuck Garrison, he was a co-author of the Bill Poole book,
right.
but he has several publications out there. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News has several publications, so there is
yeah, Bill Recker's done a lot of writing.
Yeah, there's lots of resources out
yeah.
there that you could Google the history of San Diego sport fishing and find publications and videos to watch.
No question about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info if you want to get through. 833-288-0973. It's the first time we've had an open phone line since the start of the show. 833-288-0973. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California is already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality, with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning with Art, talking fishing, talking surgeon. It's been a great show.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks to Dave in the studio there, handling the board as well as the phones for us. First time all morning, one line open. 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win that $185 Anza fillet knife, the Fish Pro model. Really, really nice fillet knife, courtesy of Anza Knives. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about we jump in and talk to Sam? Sam's calling from Irvine. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas. Hi, Art. Great boat. I love that boat. I've been out on it a few times. You know,
thank you. When are you coming back?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I'm calling. The you know, the whole COVID thing, I've been out on skiffs and stuff, but you know, I've stayed away from the big boats. I'm in my 60s. I feel good. I'm probably like you. You know, I'm like, am I old? You know, am I at risk? But in your stateroom, you have staterooms. Is there two people in there? How do you handle that?
Well, we first, it's, you know, it's sanitized heavily before you get on board. The linens are all changed and the blankets are sanitized or rotated out, and So picture, you know, two bunks. The top bunk, your head is at one end, and then the middle bunk, the head is at the other end. So they're 6 feet apart when you're sleeping. And so that's the way that we handle that for two-person staterooms.
And they're spacious staterooms.
Yeah.
A lot of room.
And you don't spend a whole lot of time in there. So, but that's the way that that's done. And then we have the filtration system on board that, you know, is the $20 20 by 20 one-inch filter that goes in the air conditioning system that filters the air.
Changed every trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then in the galley you were saying two people per
yeah we
per
serve
table.
Meals in shifts, and so there's two people per table, so we have five tables, so we can feed
now
ten
normally
people
those
at
fish
a time.
Seat six people
yeah mm-hmm.
so two people on a
right.
six person table,
and you know we have to go platters too if you want to take your meal in a to-go container, and you can
sit up
you
top.
Can either sit up top or sit
that's
out by
great
the
idea.
Boxes, or go up in the bow and have your lunch or breakfast, whatever. So, you know, on the port side all the way forward, there's a sliding glass window there that's in the galley in the cooking area. So you know we say go up
to
the drive up window.
Yeah,
you can go up to the drive up window.
Cool.
And get a meal from there.
That's nice.
And there's plenty of seating on the upper deck, so you're outside. So
yeah, nice. So time to go fishing.
I like it.
Get out there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Sam.
Hills and Ventura's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys. I fished a couple weeks ago with sinker rigs and heavy, you know, 80 and 100 pound for the big, you know, because it was all big bluefin, and you never know when you're going to get that bite. So it was windy, too, and it was rough, so the sinker rigs was real important. So we got bit on flat balls. We never got bit on the kite, and then we got bit a little bit on the sinker rigs. But I was going to ask Art if he's got any kind of tips on how to feel the bite when you're fishing, even, you know, because we were using 8-ounce sinkers with the rubber band. And, you know, short of landing on the whale shark's back, if I get bit, is that thing just going to scream, or is it, I mean, obviously it could be subtle. I mean, what, is there anything I can do? Because, man, it was tricky with those
Maybe
sinker
rigs. Maybe in addition to answering his question, you could explain what a sinker rig is, too.
So you're taking a rubber band and a torpedo sinker, and there's a couple different ways of doing it. And I think that there's a video on searchersportfishing.com with Armando, Captain Armando, explaining how that works. But you know, the captain is telling you what depth to go. So you know you can count slowly to 30 or something like that, so that you think that you're close to the right depth. And trust me, if you get an 80 to a 200 pound tuna, you're going to know when you get a bite. there's no subtlety to it at all. It's you're going to know when you get a bite. It's that line is going to scream off of your reel, and you might even get your thumb burnt. But there really isn't any subtlety to it. Something that it will be very obvious to you. And if it's the windier it is, then the more weight. So if it's windy and choppy and you're using 8 ounces, you might need 12 ounces because, you know, the fish is laying under the boat. And so you want to be able to go straight down. If you're using 8 ounces as the boat drifts, then your line ends up and your bait and your sinker ends up at a different depth. So increase your weight if it's windier. If it's flat calm and there's not much drift, then you can get away with 4 to 6 or 8 ounces. But if it's windy, then you want to go a little bit heavier.
Bring a variety of sinkers.
Yep.
Is there a rule of thumb on how long to keep your bait down there? You know, I mean, I know fly lining, you kind of know when your bait's swimming or know when it isn't, and when it stops swimming, it's time to wind that sucker in. But what do you, I mean, can you just let it down there and wait till one climbs on, or is it important
no,
to keep it freshy,
you know,
down there?
No, it's, you have to change your bait. You have to change your bait. So, you know, it's the same, it's the same method as fly lining. So it's, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, I'd wind up and put another one on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got plenty of bait on board, so change your bait.
That's a good tip.
And that's the thing, too. The Searcher has huge bait capacity with great bait tanks.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, how many scoops can you hold?
It's in the 300 to 350 scoops.
Wow. Depends on the lot of bait.
So we hold three.
yeah.
Think about
that. It depends on the length of the trip. You know, on a day and a half, we're filling the four deck boxes with about 160 scoops of bait. And if you're going on a three-day trip, then we're filling four deck boxes, and we're taking a well of bait as well. So plenty of bait. No, plenty of no bait. Issues with bait.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That was great. All right. Let's jump right back in and talk to Mo. Mo calls from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. Good morning, guys. I was just
Hi, Mo.
Wondering, Art, on your when you fly the kite, do the people bring their own flyers?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to bring your own flyers, you know, we're always in the market for flying fish, and I'm sure that today might be, or Tuesday might be an example where we're probably going to stop and resupply our supply of flyers. And so, yeah, if you bring your own flyer, then obviously we'll rig it up on one of our kite rigs, or if you bring it pre-rigged, then, yeah.
You can pick one up.
Put it out there.
We got them at the tackle store.
You got a Fisherman's Landing tackle.
We have a very good supply. Yeah,
yeah,
you could pick one up before you hop on board.
There you go.
Hey, I want to point out to Mark and Santee that tri-tip recipe will be back up on the website there tomorrow. So
nice.
We'll load it up there and reference chimichurri sauce.
Chimichurri
Ooh,
sauce.
Okay,
so okay. Where can we find out? At searchersportfishing.com. And where on the website you usually post it? In the blog?
Probably in the blog, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. There you go.
That sounds
I'll
good,
check
man.
That
I'm excited,
out.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mo, thanks. Bring your flyers, and we'll see you on the Searcher maybe Tuesday evening.
Maybe Tuesday
yeah.
evening, yes.
Yeah, still spots available, so you better jump on it.
All right. Let's next up talk to Sean. Sean this morning is calling us from Oceanside. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Again, for, as always, a great show. I just had a basic question. Being a newbie on long-range trips or overnight trips even, is there a list somewhere of recommended tackle and gear to bring?
Absolutely, yeah. You can go on searchersportfishing.com, and there's a drop-down button there for tackle suggestions, and it covers 1 to 4 day trips, 4 to 7 day trips, and 7 and 8 day trips. So it's a minimum tackle suggestion. So if you use those guidelines, that would be the minimum amount that you would need in order to make one of those trips. We have loaner tackle that's available too. If you don't have the right gear, you can ask us to have a loaner outfit in ready for you when you get there.
That's nice.
And you know, we have a mini Fisherman's Landing tackle on board there.
Totally.
Where
do.
We have, you know, hooks, sinkers, fluorocarbon, line, lures.
Wow.
You know, yummy flyers. We have tackle for sale that if you bring the minimum tackle and you run out of something, then we have it available on board.
You can supplement.
Yeah. And you just purchase the tackle, so you don't need to bring a whole lot of stuff.
No. Yeah, you can purchase it. We put it on your tab, and we'll collect for that at the end of the trip.
That's
so
sweet.
So on this day and a half, Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsored trip on Tuesday evening, what would you bring?
Well, I would bring two outfits minimum. You know, you need a 25 or 30-pound outfit if you're going to go long and fish yellows on kelps and up to 40-pound bluefin, then 25 or 30-pound test, and, you know, some fluorocarbon and some number one hooks for live bait fishing.
Okay.
And then I'm bringing a, you know, a 60, 80, or 100-pound outfit that if you're going to go local here and fish those big bluefin, then you want at least one outfit that's a two-speed with 80-pound test so that you can tie a flat-fall lure on or a sinker rig.
Okay. 80-pound minimum.
80-pound minimum, yeah.
Okay. So like a Talica 20, something like that. And they rent those at Fisherman's Landing, too.
They do.
Now, yep. What do you have on the boat? Do you have loaner gear like that?
We do. We have 10 Fathom 60s on board,
nice.
And we have some Shimano TLD 30s, and we have some Accurate 2-speeds, so we have multiple options.
And what do you charge to loan those gear?
We don't charge for loaner gear.
Okay, so as long as you call and let us know that I need a
heavier outfit for today's trip, then we'll get you set up.
Yeah. Perfect. All right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dave and Anza is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Hey, Art, I'm on that trip, that Let's Talk Hookup trip. Sure looking forward to it. I've had some great Let's Talk Hookup trips on your boat, and looking forward to this one. You know, there's been so many safety questions about the searcher due to the virus. I've got another one to ask you about. You know, last summer there was that horrible tragedy on that dive boat, the fire. And I think it was traced out to people plugging in too many electronic recharging devices and all. What do you do on the searcher to make sure that something like that doesn't happen with people plugging in too many things?
Well, there is a 110-volt outlet in every cabin. And, you know, these days there's guys that have CPAP machines and that sort of thing that they can use. And Dave, I'm sure you bring your hair dryer. So that you could use that. But, you know, I think that was kind of an isolated situation where you have a dive boat where everybody's charging their video cameras and that sort of thing in one spot. And so we don't have a charging station. And so, you know, we would encourage you, if you're bringing a video camera and you're going to plug a charger in, that you'd let the crew know about it. You know, we have fire extinguishers throughout the boat. We have escape hatches, and we have emergency lighting if the power goes out, and we have two people on watch all the time.
That's the key right there, is two people on watch 24 hours a day.
Yeah, so if there's any sort of fire, there's smoke alarms in all the cabins. There's smoke alarms in the hallways. We meet all the standards as far as escape hatches, sizes, and how they're lit up. And so the likelihood of something like that happening on board the searcher, I would say, would be slim.
Pretty low.
To counter the exact thing, you have appropriately breakered electrical system in each individual room. You know,
true.
Yeah, it's not 15 different things plugged into one little source. It's each room is appropriately breakered and
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It's done the right way.
Yeah, and you know, that was something that the Coast Guard required us to do. We went through all of our electrical system, and we made sure
this was after the event.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we had to submit a diagram of all the wiring on the boat and what size wire, what gauge wire went to what circuit.
Sure.
And we had to make sure that the proper size breaker for that size wire and that amperage circuit was correct. And so the Coast Guard went through our entire electrical system, and we documented it. And so that was an additional requirement and additional steps that we took to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again.
Perfect. Good question, Dave. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I'm always so impressed as a passenger hearing all of the things that it takes, both steps and safety and just machinery things that it takes to keep a boat like that running in the shape that it does all the time. You know, we just get on the boat and are so stoked to have great bait, get great fishing, eat excellent food, and, you know, we're on vacation and just don't think of all of the steps of machinery and air conditioning and refrigeration of fish and wire diagrams. You know, I mean, we just don't think about any of those things, and there's a lot going on
a big boat.
It's crazy what a good job you and the entire fleet does at making that seem so seamless. You know, I mean, because there is that amount going on, and we just you never see it, you never notice it. We're just happy and fishing and eating great food, and you're on vacation. You just don't realize the amount of moving parts that it takes to make that happen.
The ultimate fishing vacation.
Absolutely.
You know, and we want to throw out big kudos to Captain Ken Frankie and his staff over there at the Sport Fishing Association, which
I don't know where we'd be without Ken.
Yeah, they coordinate all this stuff with Coast Guard,
yep,
making sure that all the boats are compliant.
Right.
And that's why you they pay a fee to SAC to keep that kind of stuff going.
We're compliant, and we don't have any trouble complying with the regulations. And, you know, one thing I want to say is that I run the boat sometimes.
Yeah, darn right.
So, you know, I have a great wife at home. I have a daughter and son-in-law and two granddaughters and another son and daughter-in-law. I want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I'm going out there. I'm going 150 miles from San Diego, and the wind comes up to 18 or 20 knots, and it might be choppy coming up the line like the searcher just experienced. And they made it back because we're safe.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to come back.
Good point. Yeah, no, don't we all?
Yeah, me too.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Tom in Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Great show. I got a tackle question. Can you guys talk to what the application is to wind on leaders for the type of fishing we're doing now? I have one two-speed reel that has a hollow core ace, a loop-to-loop connection on it. And what are the advantages and disadvantages to the using that in a bluefin application that we're looking at nowadays?
Ricky, you're the Spectra loop-to-loop guy.
So the advantage to a wind-on leader is if you're not real comfortable making your connection from Spectra to mono, if you don't quite have the knot down, one, the advantage of going on a boat like the Searcher is the entire crew could easily help you with that. But to answer your question, the advantage of a pre-made wind-on leader is you can now make the connection. The connection is already made for you, and all you have to do is you put two loops through each other like you would a rubber band. So you can have several pre-made loop-to-loop leaders in your bag. Before you go, you can have the tackle store put a loop into your Spectra. You have hollow Spectra, so we can splice a loop right into there.
Easy, and you could do it too. It's a simple process.
Totally. And then when the bite is on, if things are busy and the crews, will always get to you an appropriate amount of time. But if things are hot and heavy, you need to change your leader, and you're not comfortable tying that RP knot, you can just pass one loop through the pre-made leader three times, cinch it up, and away you go. So
and plus, it's a seamless connection too. I like to use the Sato crimp system, which makes it totally seamless, very easy to do, and just have a bunch of wind-ons. And there's no knot to go through the guides.
That's a great point.
No knot to go to wear out, shall we say, if it's going through the guides numerous times.
It's not going to stop the momentum of your bait when it's in the air, when you're casting. It goes through the guides real nice.
Yeah.
You don't get the little tag in from you're not catching the spool and maybe stopping a good cast that you had. So,
yeah,
there's plenty of advantages to it. It's not the only way to fly, but it's a really good one.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. I just like it just for the confidence in it. It's like you've already made the connection. It's a good connection.
Yeah, you can sit down maybe and make it ahead of time at your garage, or you can just buy a pre-made one that you have confidence one. And, sometimes the buck fever gets going if the bite's going 100 miles an hour and you just busted off your big one, or you just caught your big one and your fingers are shaking and you're excited to get a bait back in the water. You can take that, that little excitement part out of it.
Yeah. Hey, Art, question for you. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Appreciate that. What knot do you use on the Searcher? What's your go-to knot? On the hook.
Well, if it's 40 pound or less, then I'm tying an improved clinch knot. It's simple, fast, reliable, strong. And then San Diego Gem knot
on the bigger
stuff. On the bigger stuff is the best way to go. And there's plenty of videos on searchersportfishing.com that show how to tie both of those knots. And
good resource.
So you have a bunch of videos at searchersportfishing.com, the how-tos.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very nice.
Go in the archives and look at Tackle Tip Thursday.
Yeah. Tackle Tip.
Tackle Tip Thursday. Tackle Tip Thursday, and then we did a bunch of Facebook and Instagram Live every 2 weeks during the lockdown to have something for people to watch and reference. And so there's all kinds of info on our website on how to tie those knots.
Nice. All right. Let's go ahead and try and sneak in one more, Rick.
All right. How about we talk to Arnie calling from Vista real quick. Good morning, Arnie. Still got about a minute left for you.
Cool. Good morning, guys. How you doing? Hey, Art. How you been?
Doing good, Arnold.
Thank you first for, I got my first taste of long-range fishing just like Dave Brody did on your boat, Art. way back, what, about 2003 on the Yeiser trip. We'd probably be coming home right now today if we were running that trip still as a three-day like we used to. But I want to thank you, and especially Kenny. Kenny Merrill, he's a big help. He helped me out a lot in that first trip, and he's always a great guy, and I hope he's healing up well from his surgery.
He is, and he's going to get clearance to come back to work at the end of this month. So
hey,
we're
great.
Looking forward to having Kenny back.
Nice. Fantastic.
Thanks, Arnold.
Cool. All right, Arnie. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand-new Anza Fish Pro Series knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of that Anza fillet knife. Congratulations goes to Carl in Escondido. Carl, congratulations. You are going to love that new knife.
You are going to love that knife. We'll ship that off to you. And
be careful. That thing's sharp.
It is sharp. Art got to test it out there.
Art was given the seal of approval during one of the breaks.
Yeah,
that's the real deal.
It's a real deal knife. Hey, Art, great operation. SearchForSportFishing.com. Of course,
thank you.
We do have space available on that Gamakatsu-sponsored Let's Talk Hookup trip Tuesday afternoon, right?
Yep. Yeah. Check-ins at 4.
Check-ins at 4. And
book
then you're
online
fish,
or yeah, talk to Celia in the office. Yep.
Fish all day. Weather looks fantastic.
It
and the fish are
good,
biting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to go fishing. You thinking you're going to go off the big ones?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything changes
everything
every day.
Changes. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything changes.
And then
but
I look.
We have options, so that's a good
yeah
thing.
Yeah. And then I look through your schedule at SearchForSportFishing.com. You have space on a three-day trip. You have space on a four-day trip. You have space on a seven-day trip, ultra-limited load, six-day trip.
There's room. And we just changed our schedule a little in August. We're going to have a series of three extended day-and-a-half trips, so you're going to leave in the morning instead of the evening.
Yeah.
And so you get to fish part of that first afternoon.
Oh, okay.
If possible. And so those are in August, day and a half trips. They're $595 and 24 people. And
wow.
So those are booked through fishermanslanding.com. So
okay.
Check that they're, out.
Those are not on the Searcher Sport Fishing website.
They're not yet. There will not be. Yet. There'll will be a reference. We just made that change yesterday. But go to fishermanslanding.com for those trips in August.
And then the ones that really catch my eye are those ultra-limited load, 14 passengers. Everybody gets their own stateroom in the fall.
Yeah.
You have space. I can't believe it. Normally they're way sold out. But October, November, space still available on 6-day and 7-day
trips.
Yeah,
yeah. September and October, there's space available on those trips.
Yeah. So if you want to go on a really great opportunity.
Yeah, those are cool. Fun trips.
And you even do a lady angler trip, right?
We do.
Is it all ladies?
Yes. Cool,
There's a couple spots left on that, too. It's a three-day trip.
A three-day trip in August.
Prime time.
That trip is just a kick in the pants.
Yeah,
boy, those girls are fun.
They're a lot of fun at check-in time. You know, we get to see them in the tackle store. They're all, they're a hoot. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, again, if you want to go on the Searcher, it's a great operation. Art and Celia do fantastic job. Watch social media. You're big on social media now, right? Thanks
Absolutely. Have been for multiple years now.
Yeah.
Searchersportfishing.com.
That's on Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook, Instagram, you bet.
And you can link that all through your website.
Through searchersportfishing.com. Or you can go to Let's Talk Hookup and
use
that link, too.
Use the link right on the letstalkhookup.com and check that out. Hey, thanks, Art. Good luck on that trip.
Thank you.
And good luck to you out there. It's going to be a great week of fishing, and we'll have all the information next Saturday. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be right here in the world headquarters. Looking forward to Captain Tim coming in, telling us all the good stories. And then next Sunday, Lyle Belquist and Elena Saddell, fisheries biologists, will be here talking fishing. So you stay tuned to that next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to Dave for what he does in the studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll see you next week right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.